The following is a Sunday feast lecture entitled Importance of Guru, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 26th, 2015, in Riga, Latvia.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Badijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatnyadeshatarine.
Is the program broadcasted or not?
It's broadcast here, but not on the internet. Yeah, I forgot to do it. It's too late now. So I've been asked to speak tonight on the meaning of guru in a person's life.
Man palūdz, lai es šovakar pastāstu par guru nozīmi cilvēka dzīvē.
Actually, it is that very relationship with guru which gives one's life meaning.
Un patiesībā, tieši attiecības ar guru ir tās, kas dzīvē piešķir jēgu.
Just like a ship that doesn't have a rudder. It's useless.
Tas tā kā kuģis, ja viņam nav radars, tad viņš ir nelietderīgs tas kuģis.
He will be helplessly tossed by the waves of the ocean this way and that.
Tad šādi kuģi, okeāna viļņi vienkārši mētās no vienas uz otru pusi.
But when the ship has a rudder, then it can cross the ocean.
Bet ja kuģim ir radars, kuģim ir stūri, tad viņš var šķērsot okeānu.
So, the spiritual master, he is the rudder.
Un garīgais skolotājs ir kā radars.
By that rudder's guidance, you can cross the ocean of birth and death and enter into the transcendental kingdom of God.
Un pateicoties šī radara norādījumiem, jūs varat pārvarēt šo ciešanu okeānu un ienākt garīgajā dieva garīgajā valstībā.
Without that rudder, you'll simply be tossed by the waves of the material ocean.
Bez šī radara, jūs vienkārši mētās materiālā okeāna viļņos.
So, the first question I've been asked to answer is this.
Un pirmais jautājums, uz kuru man lūdz atbildēt, ir sekojošs.
Why is the guru required?
Kāpēc guru ir nepieciešams?
The ancient Vedic wisdom tells us the guru is absolutely required.
Senās vēdu zināšanas saka, ka guru ir absolūti nepieciešams.
It is clearly stated in the Mundaka Upanishad.
Un Mundaka Upanishadā tas ir skaidri pateikts.
Tad viganartam sagurum eva bigatshat samitpanihi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. If you want to know that transcendental science of the absolute truth,
ja tu vēlies zināt šo pārpasaulīgo zinātni par absolūto patiesību,
then you must go to the guru.
Tad tev ir jādodas pie guru.
Why the word must, I am translating it in that way?
Kāpēc es vārdu ir jādara tā vajadzības pakāpi?
It is the particular verbal form used in this Sanskrit verse.
un īpaši gramatiska forma ir lietota šajā sanskrita rindā, šajā pantā.
There is a form of the verb called vidhi-lin form of the verb.
Ir darbības vārdā vidhi-lin forma.
It means must.
Kas nozīmē jābūt.
Just like the in Sanskrit, gacchati means he goes.
Kā piemēram, gacchati sanskritā nozīmē viņš iet.
Gacchanti means they go.
Gacchanti nozīmē viņi iet.
Gacchet means must go.
Gacchet nozīmē ir jāiet.
So this verse says, tadvaganātam sugurum eva vigatchet. You must go to Guru. There's no choice.
Tā ir pavēles izteiksme, tev tas ir jādara, tev nav izvēles.
So the Vedic evidence says Guru is absolutely required.
Un vedos ir pierādījums, ka Guru ir nepieciešams absolūti.
Someone may ask, well, can I just be devoted to God? Isn't that good enough?
Kāds varētu jautāt, bet vai nepietiek ar to, ka es veltu sevi Dievu, vai ar to nepietiek?
Well, even in Christianity, it says you have to go through God, through the spiritual master, Jesus, is it?
Bet pat kristietībā saka, ka pie Dieva ir jādodās savu garīgo skolotāju, Jēzu.
And Krishna says the same thing.
Un Krishna saka tieši to pašu.
He says that, ye me bhakta janā parata, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhakchanam ca ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamāmata. He says, the one who is my devotee?
Viņš saka, tas, kas ir mans kalps.
Nā me bhaktas, he's not my devotee.
Viņš nav mans bhakta, viņš nav mans kalps.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet tas, kas ir mana kalpa kalps, mana bhaktas bhakta, tas ir mans kalps.
So Krishna confirms it in the Adi Purana.
Un Krishna apstiprina to Adi Purana.
It's confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad.
Un Mundaka Upanishadā tas ir apstiprināts.
And it's also confirmed by practical experience
un ar praktisko pieredzi, tas arī ir apstiprināts.
Of me.
Piemēram, manā gadījumā.
I tried to become self-realized without a guru.
Es centos apzināties sevi bez guru palīdzības.
I remained a lost soul.
Un es paliku zudusi dvēsele.
I began my pathway of spiritual awakening when I was a freshman in college.
Un es, kad biju koledžā pirmajos gados, es sāku šo te ceļu uz garīgu sevis apzināšanos.
In the fall of 1965.
Un tas bija 1965. Gada rudenī.
At a little school called Austin College in Sherman, Texas.
Un tas bija neliela skola Austinā, Teksasā.
And without a guru, I was lost.
Un bez guru palīdzības es biju zudis.
I didn't even know I needed a guru.
Es pat nezināju, ka man ir nepieciešams guru.
But I knew I had to find out the meaning of my life.
Bet es zināju, ka man ir jāatrod dzīves jēga.
And it wasn't till many years later, we're talking all the way, it took me 6 years to actually come to the point of self-realization.
Un tas man prasīja 6 gadus, līdz es nonāku līdz apziņai.
How did I become self-realized? It's very simple, just by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. That immediately brought me to the platform of self-realization. So it's not difficult to become self-realized. If you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Well, what does this mean, bona fide spiritual master?
Un ko tas nozīmē, paties garīgais skolotājs?
Why do we say bona fide spiritual master?
Kāpēc mēs sakam īstens, paties garīgais skolotājs?
Well, that's because some of the spiritual masters are not bona fide.
Kāpēc, ka daži tā sauktie garīgie skolotāji nav patiesi?
They are counterfeit.
Tie ir viltojumi.
Just like one time when I was leaving India.
Reiz, kad es dzīvoju Indijā.
I wanted to change my Indian rupees into American dollars.
Es vēlējos rupijas, indiešu rupijas samainīt pret dolāriem.
So I gave some of my rupee notes there onto the clerk. And he changed all of them except for one. He said, this is counterfeit. He gave me the counterfeit note back.
Un es nodevu šim ierēdniem savas rupijas, un viņš tās samainīja izņemot vienu. Viņš teica, tā viena ir viltota.
So there are counterfeit notes, and there are bona fide notes.
Tātad ir viltojumi, viltotas banknotes un ir īstas banknotes.
The counterfeit notes are useless.
Un tās viltotās banknotes ir nederīgas.
And the bona fide notes are useful.
Un tās, kas ir īstās banknotes, tās ir derīgas.
So just as in the world of currency, there is bona fide notes and counterfeit notes. Similarly, in the world of gurus, there are bona fide gurus and counterfeit gurus.
Un tieši tāpat, kā naudas pasaulē ir īstā nauda un ir viltotā nauda, tāpat arī starp guru ir īstie guru un viltus guru.
If you don't want to be cheated, you have to know the difference.
Un, ja jūs nevēlaties, lai jūs piekrāpjat, tad jums ir jāzina, kā atšķirt šos.
You have to find out the difference between the bona fide guru and the counterfeit, so-called guru.
Un jums ir jāzina, kā atšķirt patiesu guru no tā sauktā viltus.
So actually there's no such thing as a counterfeit guru.
Patiesībā nav nemaz tāda iedziena kā viltus guru.
If he's counterfeit, he's not a guru.
Jo, ja tas ir viltus guru, tas vienkārši nav guru.
So we should say counterfeit so-called guru.
Kāpēc mēs sakām viltus tā sauktais guru?
Guru means bona fide guru.
Guru nozīmē īstens.
If he's not bona fide, he's not guru. That's
ja tas ir nav īsts guru, tas nav guru.
So, how do you recognize a bona fide guru?
Kā tad jūs atpazīstat patiesu guru?
It is a very important thing.
Tā ir ļoti svarīga lieta.
For that we can study the Bhagavad Gita, the authoritative words of Krishna, the original guru.
Un šajā sakarā mēs studējam sākotnējā guru Krishnas vārdus, kas teikti Bhagavad Gītā.
He is telling us who is the actual bona fide guru.
Un viņš mums norāda, kas ir patiesa skolotājs.
He explains in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, evam param param praptam rabradrushayo vijo sidhu. This knowledge was received through the disciplic succession.
Viņš saka, ka šī zināšana ir saņemtas mācekļu pēcticībā.
So, this is how guru is understood.
Un tas ir, kā ir jāsaprot iedziens guru.
Krishna or God is the original spiritual master.
Krishna, Dievs, ir sākotnējais garīgais skolotājs.
And then he enlightens Lord Brahma with this knowledge.
Un tad viņš dod apskaidrību kungam Brahmam ar šīs.
Lord Brahma then took as his disciple Narad Muni.
Un tad kungs Brahma izvēlējās par savu mācekli Narad Muni.
Narad Muni took as his disciple Śrīla Vyāsadeva, the compiler of the Vedic wisdom.
Un Narad Muni izvēlējās savu mācekli Śrīla Vyāsadeva, lai tas apkopo vēdiskās zināšanas.
Śrīla Vyāsadeva took as his disciple Madhvacārya.
Un Śrīla Vyāsadevas māceklis ir Madhvacārya.
In this way, through the ages, there is a whole line of disciplic succession.
Un tā, cauri gadsimtiem, ir pilnīga līnija, pilnīga mācekļu pēcticības līnija.
So, to be a bona fide spiritual master, one must be a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master in this disciplic succession.
Un tas, kur patiesa garīgais skolotājs, viņam ir jābūt cita patiesā garīgā skolotāja audzekļiem, kas ir šajā mācekļu pēcticības līnijā.
So you have to see the spiritual master coming in disciplic succession.
Un jums ir jāraugās, lai garīgais skolotājs nāktu no mācekļu pēcticības.
This is my spiritual master.
Šis ir mans garīgais skolotājs.
He accepted me as his disciple on August 12, 1971.
Un 1971. Gada August, which,
he gave me a new name.
12. augustā viņš mani pieņēma kā savu mācekli.
I used to be, he gave me a new name. I used to be Steve Bridge.
Pirms tam mani sauca Steve Bridge.
And I became Sankarshan Das.
Es kļuvu par Sankarshan Das.
So, he is a bona fide disciple of a bona fide spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, whose picture is here.
Un viņš ir paties audzēknis, patiesam garīgiem skolotājiem, Bhaktisiddhantam Sarasvati Thakuram, kur attēlu jūs redzat.
So there's a whole lineage of bona fide spiritual masters starting with Krishna himself.
Un tātad ir pilna mācekļu pēcticības līnija, kas sākas ar Krishnu.
So, the bona fide spiritual master never concocts his own teachings.
Patiesa garīgais skolotājs nekad neizdomā savu mācību.
He never invents some new philosophy like, I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Viņš nekad neizdomā jaunu filozofiju, kā piemēram, mēs esam Dievs, tu esi Dievs, mēs visi esam Dievi.
I went to one Swami and he was preaching like that.
Es reiz apmeklēju kādu Swami, kurš sludināja tieši tā.
I am God, you are God, we are all God.
Es esmu Dievs, jūs esat Dievi, mēs visi esam Dievi.
It sounds very attractive.
Skan ļoti pievilcīgi.
But actually it's very, very deceptive.
Bet patiesībā tā ir prātniecība.
God means the Supreme Being.
Dievs nozīmē augstākā būtne.
So how many Supreme Beings can there be?
Un cik gan visaugstākās būtnes var būt?
Just like here in your Latvia, you have a Supreme Court.
Kā piemēram šeit Latvijā, jums ir augstākā tiesa.
How many Supreme Courts do you have?
Cik jums ir augstākās tiesas Latvijā?
Is every citizen in Latvia the Supreme Court?
Vai katrs Latvijas pilsonis ir augstākā tiesa?
Or is there one Supreme Court?
Vai ir viena augstākā tiesa?
Supreme means one.
Augstākais nozīmē viens.
It's not that everybody can be the Supreme.
Tas nenozīmē, ka katrs var būt augstākais.
If every, actually to say that everybody is God is another way of saying there is no God. It's atheism.
Un pateikt, ka ik viens ir Dievs, tas ir tāpat kā pateikt, ka Dieva nav, tas ir ateisms.
God means the Supreme Being.
Un Dievs nozīmē augstākā būtne.
So, this bona fide guru, he never says, I am God, you're God, we're all God.
Paties skolotājs, atgarīgais skolotājs, nekad nesaka, es esmu Dievs, tu esi Dievs, mēs esam Dievs.
He preaches Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Un viņš sludina Bhagavad Gita tādu, kā tā ir.
That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ka Krishna ir Dieva augstākā personība.
And we are all his eternal servants.
Un mēs visi esam viņa mūžīgie kalpi.
That is the bona fide spiritual master.
Tas ir paties garīgais skolotājs.
So, if you want to become self-realized,
un, ja jūs vēlties apzināties sevi,
you have to find a spiritual master who is preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Jums ir jāatrod tāds garīgais skolotājs, kurš sludina Bhagavad Gita tādu, kā tā ir.
Who is not cheating.
Kurš nekrāpj jūs.
Srila Prabhupāda, my Guru Maharaj, he never changes even one word of Krishna's teachings. That's why his Gita is called Bhagavad Gita as it is. I have seen how these other editions, they tamper with the meaning of Bhagavad Gita.
Un es esmu redzējis, ka citi Bhagavad Gītas izdevumi izkropļo Bhagavad Gītas jēgu.
I will give you an example.
Es jums došu vienu piemēru.
Krishna says, engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Krishna saka, iesaisti savu prātu vienmēr domājot par mani.
Offer obeisances and worship me.
Izrādi man cieņu, kalpo man.
Being fully absorbed in me, certainly you will come to me.
Un pilnībā grimdējoties manī, tu pilnīgi noteikti nonāksi pie manis.
That's what he actually says in the Sanskrit language.
Tas ir tas, ko viņš Sanskritā saka.
I saw another Bhagavad Gita.
Es redzēju citu Bhagavad Gita.
It wasn't a bona fide Gita.
Kas nebija patiesa.
In this Gita, it said something slightly different.
Un šajā Bhagavad Gita tika teiks kaut kas nedaudz atšķirīgs.
Krishna says, engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Krishna saka, iesaist tev prātu vienmēr domājot par mani.
Offer obeisances and worship me.
Izrādi man cieņu un pielūdz mani.
In this way, by being fully absorbed in me,
un šādā veidā vienmēr grendējoties mani,
surely you will become me.
Tu pilnīgi noteikti kļūsi par mani.
You see the difference?
Jūs saprotat atšķirību?
Krishna actually says, this way you can come to me and be my associate in the spiritual world.
Krishna saka, tu grau galā nonāks pie manis un varēs ar mani biedroties garīgajā pasaulē.
This rascal translator, he changed it. You will become Krishna.
Bet šis te nejāga tulks, viņš izmainīja, sakot, tu kļūsi par Krishna.
The living entity never becomes God.
Dzīvā būtne nekad nevar kļūt par Dievu.
Self-realization does not mean that you become God.
Sevis apzināšanās nenozīmē, ka jūs kļūstat par Dievu.
There's only one person who has that position, and that's not you, it's not me.
Un ir tikai viena personība, kas ieņem šo te stāvokli, un tas neesat ne jūs, ne es.
That person is called Krishna.
Un šo personību sauc Krishna.
Or he's called Jehovah or Allah.
Vai viņu sauc par Jehovah vai Allah.
There is that one supreme person.
Ir tā viena augstākā personība.
So self-realization doesn't mean that you become God.
Un sevis apzināšanās nenozīmē to, ka jūs kļūstat par Dievu.
Self-realization means you learn to live how to be in a perfect state of harmony with God.
Sevis apzināšanās nozīmē, ka jūs iemāsties, kā dzīvot pilnībā harmonijā ar Dievu.
So you have to be very careful when you're looking for a guru. You have to find a spiritual master who is presenting the Bhagavad Gita exactly as Krishna speaks it.
Jums ir jāmeklē tāds garīgais skolotājs, kas pasniedz Bhagavad Gita tieši tā, kā Krishna to ir teicis.
Well then, how do you choose a guru, someone could ask?
Jautājums, kā jūs izvēlties guru?
Just like our Srila Prabhupada, he founded a movement called ISKCON.
Kā piemēram Srila Prabhupada nodibināja šo te kustību, ko sauc ISKCONs.
The International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Starptautiskā Krishnas apziņas biedrība.
This movement was founded in New York City back in 1966.
Un šī te kustība tika nodibināta Ņujorkā 1968. Gadā.
So at that time, practically there was only one bona fide guru in the whole world, and that was Srila Prabhupada.
Un tajā laikā pasaulē praktiski bija tikai viens paties garīgais skolotājs, Srila Prabhupada.
So choosing a guru was very easy.
Un izvēlēties guru bija ļoti viegli.
Because they were all bogus except for Prabhupada. They were all bogus.
Jo tie visi pārējie bija viltus guru, izņemot Prabhupada.
But now by the divine potency of Prabhupada,
bet pateicoties Prabhupādas dievišķajai spējai,
he has created over 100 bona fide gurus who are traveling and preaching all over the world.
Viņš ir radījis vairāk kā 100 patiesu skolotāju, kas ceļo un studē visā pasaulē.
So within our ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we have over 100 gurus.
Un ISKCON ietvaros, starptautiskās Krishna apziņas biedrības ietvaros, mums ir vairāk kā 100 patiesu guru.
So how do you, if you want to become self-realized and you need to take shelter of a guru, how do you choose which one?
Un ja jūs vēlties sevi apzināties un vēlties pieņemt patvērumu pie patiesa guru, tad kā izvēlties kuru?
Someone may think, well, there's so many gurus, I just can't make up my mind.
Un kāds var teikt, ir tik daudz guru, es vienkārši nespēju izlemt.
One year goes by.
Viens gads paiet.
2 years go by.
Divi gadi paiet.
3 years go by.
3 gadi paiet.
4 years go by.
4 gadi paiet.
5 years go by.
5 gadi paiet.
10 years go by.
10 gadi paiet.
20 years go by.
20 gadi paiet.
Well, I just couldn't choose one of them.
Es nevaru vienkārši izvēlēties.
Well, you know what?
Ziniet ko?
This material world is a sinking ship.
Un šī materiālā pasaule ir kā grimstošs kuģis.
And when the ship goes down, if you're still on the ship, you're dead.
Un ja tajā brīdī, kad kuģis grimst, jūs joprojām atrodaties uz kuģa.
But there's many lifeboats.
Bet ir ļoti daudz glābšanas laivu.
Taking off from the ship.
Kas dodas prom no šīta kuģa.
So you need to get on a lifeboat. Doesn't matter which one, get on any of them.
Un jums ir jātiek uz glābšanas laivas, un nav svarīgi uz kuras, galvenais ir tikt jebkurā glābšanas laivā iekšā.
You say, well, I just can't decide what lifeboat to get on.
Un bet es nevaru īsti saprast, kuru man glābšanas laivu izvēlēties.
This lifeboat over here looks very good.
Šī glābšanas laiva izskatās laba.
That one looks also very nice.
Tā arī izskatās laba.
This one's pretty great. And
šitā ir arī tā. Nekā.
This one's pretty cool and wow, I really like that lifeboat over there, and that one's pretty fantastic, and that one's really an amazing lifeboat over there, and I just can't decide which one to get on, so I'm just going to go down with the ship. Some devotees have that dilemma, they just can't decide, and they never take a guru, you see. That means they're not very serious about escaping this material sinking ship.
Tas nozīmē, ka šie cilvēki nav nopietni savos centienos pamest šo grimstu, šo kuģi.
They're foolish. The ship is going down.
Kuģis grimst.
And they're not getting on a lifeboat.
Viņi nevac iekšā glābšanas laivā.
So it doesn't matter which lifeboat you get on. There's many bona fide gurus in this kind. It doesn't matter which one. Just get on a lifeboat and save yourself.
Nav svarīgi, kurā glābšanas laivā ielec. To ir tik daudz. Vienkārši glābiet sevi. Leciet iekšā.
Don't drown in the material ocean.
Neslīkstiet materiālajā okeānā.
Take advantage of one of these disciples of Prabhupada, his initiating disciples.
Šo te iespēju, ka ir tik daudz Prabhupādas skolnieku iniciējušie garīgie skolotāji.
Take shelter of the spiritual master.
Viņiemiet patvēru pie garīgā skolotāja.
Take and then formalize that shelter by taking initiation vows.
Un tad formalizējiet šīs te attiecības saņemot iniciāciju.
And then become very, very dedicated to following your guru.
Un tad apņemieties, lai jūs esat stipra apņemšanās sekot savam guru.
Taking his orders as your very life and soul.
Un pieņemiet viņa norādījumus kā pašu svarīgāko savā dzīvē.
It's like here we have a microphone stand.
Piemēram, šeit mums ir mikrofona statīvs.
Why is it solid?
Un kāpēc tas tāds stabils?
Well, it has three legs.
Tāpēc, ka tam trīs kājas.
See? A tripod is solid. Three legs are solid.
Un tāpēc, ka trī kājas, tas ir ļoti stabils.
Two legs, it'll fall over.
Ja būs divas kājas, tas kritīs.
One leg, it'll fall over.
Un, ja tas viena būs, tad nesturēsies.
But three legs, that is solid.
No, šīs trīs kājas notur to.
So for those who want to become self-realized,
tie, kas vēlas apzināties sevi,
who want to become liberated from all the anxieties of material existence,
kas vēlas būt atbrīvi no visiem materiālās pasaules satraukumiem,
you need a solid tripod.
Viņiem ir nepieciešams šāds stingrs.
You need to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Tas ir jāpieņem patvērums pie paties garīgās.
You need to get initiated, which is the vow of eternal shelter is what it actually is.
Un tad ir jāsaņem iniciācija, kas ir zvērests mūžīgi būt šajā patvērumā.
And then you have to be obedient to your spiritual master. In other words, if you accept a guru but you don't follow his instructions, you haven't really accepted him. The guru-disciple relationship is null and void if you don't follow his instructions.
Guru un mācekļa attiecības ir tukšas, ja jūs nesekojat skolotāju norādījumiem.
So accept the guru. Accept the shelter of the guru, formalize that by a vow called initiation, and then be fully obedient and chaste, keeping your vow that you'll always obey your spiritual master's instructions.
Pieņemiet patvērumu pie guru, padariet, formalizēt šīs attiecības ar zvērestu, ka šīs attiecības būs mūžīgi, un trešais, sekojiet skolotāju norādījumiem.
These three things will save you. Shelter, initiation and obedience.
Patvērums, iniciācija un paklausība, trīs lietas, kas jūs glābs.
And open that box and you get it. So, one has then taken that step, he's taken shelter, he's taken initiation, he's committed himself to obey the spiritual master. How then do you build and strengthen that guru-disciple relationship?
Un tad, kad jūs esat pieņēmuši patvērumu, saņēmuši iniciāciju un sekojiet guru norādījumu, nākamais jautājums, kā tad jūs veidojat un stiprināt attiecības ar skolotāju?
The good news, you don't have to guess.
Labā ziņa ir tā, ka jums nav jāmien.
Because Krishna clearly states in the Bhagavad Gita exactly what you have to do to build a perfect relationship with your guru.
Tāpēc, ka Krishna precīzi Bhagavad Gita pasaka, kas ir jādara, lai veidot attiecības ar guru.
All you have to do is follow Krishna's instructions. All you have to do.
Un viss, kas jums ir jādara, ir jāsako Krishna's norādījumiem.
You simply look in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4.
Jums jāraugās Bhagavad Gita, 4. Nodaļā.
Text number
34. 34. Pantā.
Tanvidi pranipatena pradipashnina sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnananas tatvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
Centies apzināties patiesību, vēršoties pie paties garīgā skolotāja.
Inquire from him submissively.
Un padevīgi uzdod jautājumus viņam.
Render service unto him.
Kalpo viņam.
The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Sevi apzinājušās dvēseles var nodot tev zināšanas tāpēc, ka viņas ir redzējušas patiesību.
So we will follow Krishna's instruction.
Sekojiet Krishna's norādījumam.
Inquire from the spiritual master submissively.
Padevīgi uzdodiet skolotājiem jautājumus.
Serve him with love.
Ar mīlestību kalpojiet viņam.
That service will be accepted directly by God himself through the medium of the guru.
Un šāda kalpošana, šādu kalpošanu, ka tieši pieņems pats Dievs
this way, by becoming dear to the spiritual master, you automatically become the most dear devotee of Krishna.
Un kļūstot dārgs savam garīgiem skolotājiem, jūs automātiski kļūstat dārgs Krishna.
Krishna will give you all facility how to get out of this material consciousness and enter into a state of pure bliss 24 hours a day.
Un Krishna nodrošinās visu nepieciešamo, lai jūs tiktu ārā no šīs te materiālās apziņas un būtu svētlaimē 24 stundas diennaktī.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Tagad es jautāju, vai ir jautājumi?
Question?
Вы сказали, что в тот момент, когда Шрила Прабхупада создал ИСККОН, был только один гуру в мире. Да, как насчет, ну, у него же были духовные братья тоже, вот ученики Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати. Они не являются настоящими духовными учителями.
Jūs teicāt, ka tad, kad Prabhupāda nodibināja ISKCON, bija tikai viens paties garīgais skolotājs pasaulē, bet kā tad ar Prabhupādas garīgiem brāļiem, vai tad viņi nebija paties garīgie skolotāji?
You mentioned when Prabhupāda established ISKCON, he was the only bona fide spiritual master in the world, but then how about his godbrothers? Weren't they bona fide spiritual masters?
Yes, but they did not fully embrace and manifest the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
Jā, bet viņi nebija pilnībā pieņēmuši un izpauduši ar savu darbību Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura misiju.
So it's one of those yes but things.
Jā, tas viens ir no šī tā situācija, ka mums jāsaka jā, bet
Prabhupāda requested them all to work to his, since he was actually the one who fully captured the essence of his Guru Maharaj's mission, he asked all of them to work with him and assist him within ISKCON, but none of them did it.
Prabhupāda, kurš bija pilnībā apzinājies un sapratis savu skolotāju misiju, lūdza savus garīgos brāļus atbalstīt un piedalīties, palīdzēt viņam šajā misijā, bet viņš nesaņēma atbalstu.
Sometimes, actually, Prabhupada trusted them. He would give his disciples to them for training, and they would take advantage of that. They would reinitiate Prabhupada's disciples as their own disciples.
Un Prabhupada viņiem dažkārt uzticējās un, piemēram, nodeva savus mācekļus viņiem apmācībā, bet rezultātā sanāca tā, ka šie viņa garīgie brāļi sniedza šiem Prabhupādas mācekļiem jaunu iniciāciju un padarīja par saviem.
It's very offensive, a very offensive thing to do, you see.
Tas ir ļoti liels apvainojums.
Just if you're a disciple of a particular guru, then I say, well, I'll counsel your relationship with him, you'd be my disciple. It's a very offensive thing.
Nedomājieties, ka jūs esat kāds guru skolnieks, un kāds cits guru saka, tā, es atceru tavas attiecības ar šo guru, tagad tu esi mans guru.
Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yes.
Иногда случается так, что ученик принимает не настоящего гуру изначально. Hare Krishna. Иногда получается так, что ученик принимает изначально не того гуру. Как ему поступать потом?
Не того или не истинного?
Не истинного.
Дашкарт ir tā, ka cilvēks pieņem neīstu guru, ko viņam tad darīt?
Sometimes it happens that one accepts bogus guru. What to do then?
I made that mistake also.
Yeah, es arī šādu kļūdu pieļāvu.
I took initiation from one guru.
Es pieņēmu iniciāciju no viena guru.
And he gave me this mantra.
Viņš man deva mantru.
That I'm supposed to chant it 20 minutes a day, twice a day, 20 minutes.
20 minutes
silently.
Klusumā skandē.
This was my mantra.
Un ko kādu mantra?
Like that. So I rejected that bogus guru. I was trying that mantra, aing, 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 but I never got off the material plane, you see. Just imagine an airplane at the airport trying to take off, going down the runway, you know. Normally a plane goes for a while, then it lifts off, right? The plane lifts off. But I was on an endless runway. I was never taking off. Aing, 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 aing. When the liftoff going to happen? Aing, aing, aing. There was no liftoff. But as soon as I chanted Hare Krishna, immediately, liftoff. So I rejected that aing, aing guru. He's a rascal, bogus. And I accepted the real guru, Prabhupada. Any initiation vows you took from a bogus guru, you don't have to follow them. They're just a joke. They're not real. So you give up your bogus guru and you take the real guru now. Krishna will be very pleased with you. Next question.
Может быть так, что, например, гуру сказал повторять Харе Кришна мантру, а потом оказалось, что гуру истинный.
Varbūt tā, ka guru ir teicis atkārto Harē Krishna mantru, bet izrādās, ka pēc tam, ka guru nav patiesi.
Is it possible that guru said you should chant Hare Krishna mantra, but then later it appears that guru is not bona fide?
Not even later.
From the beginning.
Yeah, it's possible that just because someone tells you to chant Hare Krishna doesn't mean they're a bona fide guru. That's one of the symptoms, but that's not enough to confirm he's bona fide. Does he smoke cigarettes? Does he play around? Is he a playboy? He plays around with women? Is he a vegetarian? Is he a disciple of a bona fide guru? Just like, so you have to see if he meets all the qualifications. Next question. Yes. Yes, it's stated in the scriptures, one should study the guru for at least 6 months to make sure he's bona fide.
Rakstos ir teikts, ka cilvēkam ir jāpēta, jāstudē savus garīgais skolotājs vismaz 6 mēnešus, lai redzētu, vai tas ir paties garīgais skolotājs.
There's two things stated. One place in Prabhupāda's books it says, one should take a guru immediately.
Divas vietas ir teiktas. Prabhupāda saka, guru jāpieņem nekavējoties.
Another place he says you should study for 6 months.
Un citā vietā saka, jums ir jāvēro 6 mēnešus.
So immediately, within 6 months to a year, one should get serious if he wants to go back to Godhead.
Nekavējoties vai pusgada gada laikā, tam ir jānotiek.
Next, this Mataji heard a question. Wait for the microphone.
Varbūt tā, ka guru dot tādus garīgos norādījumus, kas nav izpildāmi.
Is it possible that the guru gives such spiritual instructions that one cannot follow or fulfill?
If he's bogus,
ja tas ir viltus guru,
but the bona fide guru will never give you an instruction beyond your capability to follow him.
Bet paties garīgais skolotājs nekad nedos jums norādījumu, kas ir ārpus jūsu iespējām un spējām.
Because with his order comes the empowerment to carry out the order.
Tāpēc, ka ar viņa norādījumu līdzās nāk arī spēks izpildīt šo norādījumu.
I will give you a graphic example.
Es jums došu spilgtu piemēru.
Prabhupāda received from Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakura the order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world.
Prabhupāda saņēma no savu garīgā skolotāja Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakura norādījumu izplatīt Krishnas apziņu angliski runājošajās valstīs.
Śrīla Prabhupāda could not understand how that could be possibly done.
Un Śrīla Prabhupāda nevarēja saprast, kā gan to vispār iespējams paveikt.
But still he put his faith in the words of his Guru Maharaj.
Bet tik un tā viņš uzticējās savu garīgā skolotāja vārdiem.
And because of that faith, what happened?
Un šīs ticības rezultātā, kas notika?
He was successful.
Viņš guva panākumus.
So, it is said, Mukham karati vachalam pangum lam yate gedam yat kripa tamahan vandeshi guru dina tadanam. By the faith in one's spiritual master, a dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches.
Ir teicis, ka pateicoties ticībai savam garīgajam skolotājam, neizglītots cilvēks var teikt krāšņas runas.
And a lame man can cross over a mountain.
Un klibais var pāriet pār kalnu.
So if you put your full faith in the words of the spiritual master,
ieliesiet visu savu ticību savu garīgā skolotāja vārdos,
you will become empowered.
Jūs saņemsiet spēku.
Try it.
Pacientieties to izdarīt.
You'll like it.
Un jums tas patiks.
Next question. Yeah.
Kāda varētu būt garīga skolotāja norādījuma apmēram mērogs, jo ja sāku to, ka Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Deva Prabhupada instrukciju, lai viņš izpat Krišnas apziņu par angliski runājušo pasauli, kas īstenībā vēl nav tā kā izpildījies vēl pagaidām, kā es skatos. Nu, tas ir tāpēc, ka cik es dzirdēju, tas ir, lai viņa skolniekam palikt arī kalpošana. Un Prabhupada Deva saviem skolniekam, lai izpat Krišnas apziņu par visu pasauli. Tas nozīmē, ka mums vajadzētu rēķināties ar tādu norādījumu, no, ja mēs pieņemam Grīgo skolotēju, ka mums arī jāpieņem par savu life and soul nu, instrukciju, ka mums jāizpat visu pasauli jāpatur Krišnas apziņā.
So, I just, in one sentence, can say, can we expect that if we accept spiritual master, because our spiritual master is a disciple of Prabhupada, who was given instruction to spread Krishna consciousness in English-speaking countries, and Srila Prabhupada gave instruction for his disciple to spread this Krishna consciousness in the whole world, that we also will be given to this instruction to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world.
I am now instructing you. Your duty is to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And now you have to become a pure devotee. One, I'd say actually our time is up. We have to end at 5:30, right? There's an RT.
No, it's not.
Huh?
There's not RT.
What's the schedule?
Kāds ir grafīts?
Kirtan.
Kirtan.
Kirtan begins, so it's a little flexible?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll take a couple of more questions. Who didn't ask a question yet? Anybody? Here's the first comer over here, okay?
Kāds norādījums šī Prabhupāda deva konkrēti mūsu viesam? What exact instructions Srila Prabhupāda gave you?
He gave me many exact instructions.
Viņš deva man vairākus tiešus norādījums.
When I expressed to Prabhupada my desire to make the world Krishna conscious,
he
told me this. He said, I can see that you are very sincere and enthusiastic boy, eager for spreading this movement. Then he gave me this order. He said, so, continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you.
Un viņš man teica, tā kā arī paties un entuziasmu pilns, un turpini darīt to ar tādu pašu entuziasmu, un Krishna tevi svētīs.
So here I am today, very enthusiastic to spread this movement.
Esmu ļoti entuziasmu pilns.
And I'm getting the mercy from Krishna.
Un es saņemu žēlsties no Krishna.
Because Prabhupada said, I would get it, and it's a fact.
Un tas tā kā Prabhupada to solīja, un tas ir fakts.
So, I'm going to go ahead and stop here. The questions I do have. Prabhupada also personally told me I could write books. I mentioned to Prabhupada that I could write books. He said, "This sounds very pleasing to me." So with the direct personal encouragement of Srila Prabhupada, you say, I've written this book. It's called Truth Works. How do you know Krishna consciousness is true? Because it works. If you take to this pathway with full sincerity, determination, and enthusiasm, you will directly meet God face to face. This is not hype. This is real. This process works. It will deliver you from all your anxieties. It will fill your heart with love.
Tas piepildīs jūs sirdi ar mīlestību.
It'll fill your heart with peace.
Un piepildīs to ar
mīlestību. It'll fill your heart with happiness.
Ar laimi.
And you'll become fearless.
Un jūs vairs nebaidīsieties.
You can stare death right in the face without any fear.
Jūs būsiet bezbaidīgs un varēsiet skatīties nāvei tieši acīs bez jebkādām bailēm.
So if you would like to find out more about how truth works,
jūs vairāk varat vēlties uzzināt, kā patiesi.
We only have 20 copies of the book and then it'll be gone.
Un mums ir tikai 20 šīs grāmatas kopijas.
We're going to set up a little table or something in the hallway right now.
Mums tur ārā būs tāds nedaudz grāmatu galds.
And it's on a first-come, first-served basis. The first 20 people who come, they'll get the book. And after that, there's no more left. It's a beautiful hardbound book with color plates. First-class printing.
Could you tell that these questions and answers?
It's based on questions and answers.
Un tā ir balstīta uz jautājumiem un atbildēm.
There are sections like, what is Krishna consciousness?
Un ir sadalīta nodaļās, kā piemēram, kas ir Krishna apziņa?
One religion,
viena reliģija,
demigods, incarnations and avatars,
padievi, inkarnācijas, avatāri,
the absolute truth,
absolūtā patiesa,
offering food,
ēdienu piedāvā,
so many different topics.
Dažādas tēmas tiek apskatītas.
Self-realization, while you have a job, working a job,
sevis apzināšanās,
how to be Krishna conscious as a householder,
kā būt Krishnas apziņā, ka ja esat ģimenes cilvēks.
This book deals with all these topics. And it's a special bonus today. Anybody who takes the book, you give me your name and I'll write a personal, special, personal blessing just for you in the book. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for coming to the Hare Krishna temple today. We hope that you have the time of your life here today. Because this is the real nectar that you've been hankering for millions of births. So dive into this ocean of Krishna Prem and taste the bliss. How sweet it is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thank you very much.